I think Perpendicular was one of the happiest albums I've ever made. It was just, we were free again. And I saw everyone in the band grow and blossom again. John, Pacey, Gillan, me, we all grew in stature again. And that was really the start of sort of the rise back up. We had to reinvent ourselves. We couldn't be the same. You can't be the same. It's different personalities. You know, if you try and recreate what happened once, it's like going back. You can never go back. You can never return to your history. We moved on and put the past behind us.
Back in Nashville, the sun is shining, but it's bitterly cold. In the rehearsal room, though, things are beginning to warm up.
Kill that click, please. Kill the click. Okay, so I was just saying we would go to the ride in the choruses, I think, and then in all those other sections, whatever you feel is fine, right? But I think the part works really well. I like the intro. My only concern in this one is the keyboard solo. Those changes don't turn my crank. I mean, and maybe I'm wrong about it, but they seem pretty pedestrian to me.
It's a bit ordinary.
I think it's quite ordinary, yeah. That's my feeling about it.
When we started this project, he said, I am the truth, you know, I'll tell you the truth. You know, if someone's working or if it's not, but he's amazing at getting performances out of people as well.
We have this that feel, and now all of a sudden we go into like an old fashioned a 50s doo-wop song, and I think that we.
I thought that's what you wanted. Well, I thought you'd be pleased, Bob.
Yes.
What's wrong with the CS?
Well, I did put it in order for a doo-wop section, but I didn't mean here. What we have right now to me is just too pedestrian, and it sounds like an old 50s country song or something like that.
Yeah, when
it comes out of all this like pounding stuff, and I really want it to just lift up. There's almost like a boom, bow, bow, like just get big and dramatic. Let's just leave it for the moment.
Now is the time, don't you think?
Not necessarily. I love that. Wait a minute.
I was just saying, I was singing something exactly like
that. I love that.
For a solo. The Kingsman Louie Louie.
I love it.
Just do it the other way around.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
The brilliance of it is the quotation. That's the brilliance of it. It's just do the quote, you know, but not really, you know? Yeah, let's go for it. Go for it. Let's do the da da twice. Twice a be great. It will absolutely be great. As long as everybody's playing the same, as long as everyone's playing the same chords, it'll be great. It's just playful. It's really playful for a second, and then we take off into the guitar solo.
Lawsuit.
No suit. You can't copyright that. Da 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 da. How many songs
have I don't see the problem with that really.
Do you hate it?
No, it's all right, it's not ours.
Well, yeah.
Neither was, oh, there's a list.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that is so blatantly fucking obvious.
I thought it was too close. Nobody else did it, so it sounds great. So I went, okay, that's what you want to do, we'll do it. And it's there.
We changed it enough so we wouldn't get sued.
And I'll go with it. I just, you know, just...
Come on, Pacey, come on.
Can't we just nick the rhythm?
Come along.
We choose some different chords.
What was it?
How about if you don't do the da-da-da, first of all, how about if you just go... Bang, ba-dang, bang, ba-dang, bang, ba-bang, bang, something like that that's a little more non-generic, you know? A little more us, but it's the same chords.
You have to trust your instincts. You lit up when you first heard that.
I did.
That da-da-da, right? And so did I. So let's just try it. If we don't like it, we can change it, but we have to settle on something.
Yeah.
We can go around in circles all day, right? 3, 4. I like it because it has a sense of humor.
Yeah. Fantastic solo, Don.
Oh, thanks.
Fantastic.
If you start to stumble around and you things are not going well, he'll guide you through it. You know. He'll help you out and get you through it.
The band have just 2 days of writing left in the rehearsal studio before they're due to begin recording the album. And they're jamming through a new idea.
When it goes to the A, I feel that he wants to get out from that instead of that da-da-da-da-ding, da-da. Needs to go sort of something like... Something.
We get the percolating thing is a big part of the.
Yeah, but it's been going on for so long. Just feels like needs to just relax from it a little bit.
Sometimes it's purely a jam. Sometimes somebody will start something and we join in, and if it's interesting and fun, we'll. Experiment. We'll just let it go as far as it can go. And that may be 2 or 3 minutes, it might be 15 minutes. It doesn't really say that all of those 15 minutes are great, but you might just have 2 or 3 minutes of something that really lights that little bit of fire in you.
Like the intro.
You get a jam, and actually, it's cool the way we did that. Let's try that again, you know. That's how it grows. From jamming, you get freedom. I think that's a good character in Purple.
This time.
Steve is a man of 10 million ideas. He can write a melody, a harmony, and a bass part all in his head.
I do try to push for certain things, but not too much. Basically, it works best if I just bring in lots of ideas and suggestions, and then the band kind of picks what suits them. And believe me, you're not going to get anything done if 4 out of 5 of the guys like it. It's got to be everybody.
It starts with Ian on the drums. He just seems to go, and he's off. And we all kind of follow him.
A couple of rhythm ideas, yeah. They're not all good, because usually they happen late at night when you think you're being creative and you're actually just a bit drunk.
from the very moment that we've come up with any idea, Ian has been right there in the room with us, reacting to it and giving his encouragement to it, or saying, I'm not into that.
I do write a few phrases down here and there in the early days, but there's nothing really coherent.
Steve just noodling away, just a little pattern to himself, and if it's interesting, we join in.
As a keyboard player, my job is to, if they need a bridge, I'll come up with that, and an intro and an ending. And maybe we should have a key change. I'll come up with little bits and pieces to fit in. I've played perhaps a bigger role in this album than I usually do in most things I work on. You know, coming up with riffs and quite a lot of the ideas.